inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
This week's edition of Garden Talk, a primer on container gardening. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Matt.
And so I take it some folks may be kind of, you know, try to branch out a little bit instead of maybe they've used up all their space in their garden plot, or maybe they're not having much success. They can probably try something else with containers. Is that right?
Absolutely. And for those folks who don't have dirt to play in of their own, I mean, this is the way to do it. I mean, I guess here you're buying it or otherwise finding some to use, and having this close to home, right outside the back door, front door, out on the deck, means they are probably more likely to take care of it and keep it weeded and watered and tended. And of course, if they're picking and eating the stuff, well, it's about as fresh as it can be.
Are there particular vegetables or plants that are kind of more amenable to this type of gardening?
Depends, you know, and a lot of it depends on the size of the container. But certainly any of the leafy greens work well in containers. And, again, this is kind of based, again, on size of container. So there are folks who are growing things like potatoes and that sort of thing, root vegetables in them, but it does take a larger container. So herbs are terrific, you know, because there we can make a nice, well-draining mixture for the herbs. They tend to like a warm and sunny spot anyway, so they are the most fragrant and flavorful. So that's something we can more easily provide in a container very often than we may be able to in the ground.
And then other items, what flowers and perennials, perhaps?
Oh, of course, yeah, flowers definitely. You know, all sorts of flowers, and maybe even edible flowers, perhaps. But and hanging baskets are another one to think about. For that, that's one of the things I'm doing here is hanging basket strawberries. They're up and out of the way, out of the reach of slugs and porcupines. Good air circulation, and hopefully better sunshine. You know, that's kind of the critical thing. If sunshine, what's that? Haven't seen a lot of that lately. But again, potentially, if we've got the space that we can move our containers into the best spot for them. And you mentioned perennials. Perennials are a challenge in a container because, not in the summertime, they grow fine in the summer, but overwintering them is very challenging. Because the most containers, well, because they're small, are more easily freeze, thaw, susceptible, and if that happens, usually the roots get crushed inside those containers. Or they may partially freeze. I mean, they freeze into a block of ice, essentially, which is not good. And trees and shrubs, again, for here, that's not a good option. So stick with the smaller annuals primarily, and you can have great success.
Any particular soil mix or fertilizer or plant food that might be necessary?
Certainly for the containers, we have to have a soil mix that is drains well and flows through, again, whether it's out in the open deck where you get Mother Nature's rainfall coming down on it. We don't want to be using just topsoil from the garden because that can compact too well in a container. And so that reduces the moisture penetration, and that can cause problems. So normally that does mean you're going to be mixing up or buying a commercial mix. Sometimes it's even worth, you can add extra sand to that mix, though again, sand makes it heavier, so it depends on how much moving around you're doing with your containers. Some of the commercial mixes do have these water-holding crystals in them. And which can work well on a dry summer, but on a wet summer where Mother Nature keeps dumping on them, those crystals are clear starch-based crystals that can expand. And literally, if you fill your container too full, they can actually erupt out of the container. So again, you've got to make, it's a somewhat of a balancing act there, making sure your mixture drains well. You may use perlite is good, those little white chunks that unfortunately float to the surface. They are lightweight, and again, for a lightweight container. Fertilizer can be just a diluted liquid fertilizer added regularly, every week, you know, once a week or so, that whether you make up our special weed juice tea or use Miracle-Gro or make your own compost
okay.
tea, all that works.
Okay. Well, Ed, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next week.
Very good, Matt. Very good. Forecast some sunshine for us, please, for change, eh?